The Dow Jones Industrial Average managed to end the trading week with a rally. It gained 73 points yesterday to close at 11,288. But that still leaves the blue chip index in bear market territory, down more than 20% from its high. The Standard & Poor's 500, a broader index, isn't quite there, but it's close. So to talk about bear markets and what they mean for investors and the economy, we spoke with David Wessel, economics editor for The Wall Street Journal.
Well, you know, they sometimes use the term bear market to refer to any market where the stock prices decline more than 20%. It's mostly a psychological term, but people have a lot of money in the stock market, so it does reduce the amount of wealth that people have to spend. It makes it harder for businesses to raise capital to expand, and it generally suggests a kind of unease about what the near-term economic outlook is, and that's probably the most important thing.
Are there specific groups that are most strongly affected by this? For example, retirees who are looking to cash in their 401ks or others who are really depending on how much their stock is worth?
Well, the people most directly affected are, of course, rich people who have a lot of stock. Only half of American families are directly exposed or indirectly exposed to the stock market, even through a 401k plan. And the typical family has less than $30,000 in the stock market. But you're right that those people who are living on their savings, who may have had a lot of money in a retirement plan or retiring, are particularly disadvantaged when the stock market declines and they have to sell their shares.
Is there sort of a self-perpetuating cycle here where when people hear that the stock market is not doing well, they start to get afraid and that makes the stock market do worse?
Absolutely. And, you know, the people who are pros in the stock market say when everybody's gloomy, that's just the time to buy because they're about to take off. Unfortunately, they say this more often than the market behaves the way they say it will. But yeah, it is a kind of barometer, if you will, of the mood of people with money around the world.
Well, maybe if talking about this makes it worse, we should just be quiet now. I've heard people compare this to the 1970s. Is that a valid comparison? How does the situation we're in now compare to what things were like then?
It really was much worse then. In the first few years of the 1970s, the stock market lost more than half its value adjusted for inflation. Consumer price inflation was in the double digits. Unemployment was up there in the 9-10% range. We don't see anything like that now. What people are worried about is the extent to which this looks more like the beginning of the 70s than anything we've seen in a long time. So they get nervous about that.
Well, if, hypothetically speaking, we are in a situation comparable to where the country was in the early 70s, are there things that the government or consumers can do to keep it from playing out the way it did in the 1970s?
Well, I don't think there's much consumers can do, but I think the government in the form of the Federal Reserve is very conscious of mistakes that were made in the 70s, and they're trying very hard not to let inflation get out of control and not to let what's happening in oil and food prices spill over to other prices in the economy. And that's why they've been talking so much about managing inflation expectations. Of course, it's sort of an awkward moment for them because we still have a financial crisis and a credit crunch that's ongoing, and that limits their ability to sort of come down with a hard hammer on inflation.
Well, how optimistic are you that things will get better soon?
Wow, that's a tough question. Right now, it looks like we're in for another rough patch. The housing price declines continue. A number of banks and financial firms are still having problems. And when the effects of the tax rebates or fiscal stimulus wears off, the economy could take another dip down at the end of the year. So, you know, look, I'm a pretty optimistic guy about the long-term future of the American economy, but I think the next several months are going to be a little rough.
David Wessel is economics editor of The Wall Street Journal. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.